Let me ask you something. Have you ever had a moment where something felt slightly off, but you couldn't explain why? Not dramatic and nothing alarming, just different. Like the room was the same, the people were the same, but the air felt heavier somehow. And what if that feeling didn't pass? What if it stayed with you long enough that you stopped blaming stress, stopped blaming sleep, distraction, and started wondering whether something else had shifted? What if time slowed, but only for you? This is Echoes from the Peak. So at first, you wouldn't notice it in a dramatic way. It wouldn't come with a sound or a flash or some obvious marker that reality had shifted. It would show up in small distortions. You know, the kind that you can explain away if you wanted to. A traffic light that felt like it stayed red too long. Maybe a conversation that just seemed to stretch as if every word someone spoke had space around it. A meeting where you looked down at your notes, looked back up, and felt like an entire minute passed in the space of a single breath. You would probably blame stress. You would tell yourself you were tired. You would say you were distracted. I mean, that's what most people do when something feels off. They assume the issue is inside them, because admitting the world might be changing would be way too expensive. But then, it keeps happening. And it starts getting harder to deny. You're walking through a grocery store, and you realize the music overhead sounds slower. Like someone took the song and stretched it enough that it feels unfamiliar. You watch someone reach for a box on a shelf, and you notice the movement isn't smooth anymore. I mean, it's not frozen or glitching. It's just slower. Subtle, like the world is moving through thick air, and you are not. I mean, you're still thinking at the same speed. You're aware at the same pace. But your surroundings, they begin to feel delayed. Like you're a half a step ahead of everything. Now, at first, you might enjoy it. I mean, there's a strange advantage in having more time than other people. You can respond without rushing. You can see a reaction form on someone's face before they can even choose their words. You're able to notice the way a room shifts emotionally before anyone admits it's changed. You have the ability to catch yourself before you say the thing that would have cost you. If you've lived most of your life under pressure, you might think that this is what you've always wanted. More room. More breath. More space between impulse and action. But then you realize what comes with it. Slowness doesn't just give you time, it gives you awareness. And awareness is not always comforting. Because when the time slows, you just don't see more, you feel more. The weight of everything begins to show itself. Not as drama, but as texture. You notice how tired people actually are. You notice the micro expressions that people hide under their professionalism. You're able to notice how often someone's laugh is just an attempt to smooth over discomfort. You begin to see the truth of the entire room, not the version people present. The hardest part with all of this, you cannot unsee it. You also begin to realize how much of your life has been lived in speed. Now, I don't mean just moving fast, but thinking fast, deciding fast, maybe even recovering fast. Telling yourself that you'll deal with the emotional part later, because the next thing is coming. And when time slows, later stops being an option. You're forced to sit with the second layer of everything. The feeling behind the words, the meaning behind the decision, along with the cost behind every win. You start hearing the hesitation in your own voice. You start noticing how often you choose control, not because you need it, but because you're uncomfortable with uncertainty. And then, time slows further. You're in a conversation, and the other person has finished a sentence, but you feel like it takes 10 seconds for the meaning to land inside of you. And it's not because you don't understand it, but it's because you suddenly understand it far too well. You realize the sentence wasn't about the topic. It was about fear, possibly pride, disappointment, or even a quiet request for something they don't know how to ask for. And now, you have time to respond honestly. And that's when the gift starts feeling like a problem. Because most people survive by moving quickly through discomfort. They change the subject. They make a joke. They redirect. They try to keep it light. Keep it moving. Speed is coping. Maybe a coping mechanism, and you don't realize that until it's taken from you. When time slows, you can't outrun the truth of the moment. And that includes your own. You start thinking about the times you were present, but not really there. The conversations you rushed, the people you answered while looking at something else. Maybe even the moments you told yourself that It didn't matter because you were busy building something important. Time slowing doesn't accuse you loudly. It doesn't shame you either. It simply shows you what happened. It lets you feel the moment fully. And then it asks you what you want to do with that awareness. And at some point, you realize the real question isn't why time slowed. It's what you do when you're given more space than you're used to. So what do? Do you fill it with more thinking? Do you decide to plan a bit more? Do you look for more control? Or do you finally let yourself be present for what you've been moving too fast to feel? That's today's echo. It fades here, but it's yours now. If time slowed and you had nowhere to rush to, what would you finally be forced to notice? I'm Frank Mills, and this has been Echoes from the Peak.